You're listening to SBS News.
The UN Security Council has approved a resolution promoting gender equality, the empowerment of women and girls, and general human rights in Afghanistan. The decision comes after heightened concerns around human rights violations, particularly towards women in Afghanistan, since the Taliban took power mid last year. The Norwegian-drafted resolution was adopted by a vote of 14-0, with Russia abstaining and criticising the mission's objectives. Norway Permanent Representative to the UN, Mona Jewell, says Afghans are facing unprecedented challenges.
The resolution sends a clear message that this council stands firmly behind the UN's continued support to the Afghan people as they face unprecedented challenges and uncertainty. The resolution ensures that UNAMA has a strong and robust mandate for promote inclusive political dialogue, monitor and report on human rights, and continue to facilitate humanitarian and basic human needs assistance.
Earlier this month, on International Women's Day, the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan said there were too many Afghan women being restricted from fair education and employment. United Kingdom Permanent Representative to the UN, Barbara Woodward, said the Taliban should be held accountable for human rights violations and also criticised Russia from abstaining to vote.
Today, the Council spoke with one voice in support of a robust UN mission in Afghanistan to lead and coordinate urgent humanitarian efforts, to support the rights of all Afghans, including women and girls, and to hold the Taliban account on its commitments. It's disappointing that one council member decided to abstain just when UNAMA's work is more important than ever.
Ms. Woodward called on the Taliban to uphold their commitment to improved women's rights.
Let me be clear. The Taliban have a choice. The international community has made its expectations clear. We will base our approach on the actions the Taliban now take. UNAMA will play a key role in supporting the rights of all Afghans, promoting an inclusive society in which women and girls participate fully. We're watching closely to see the Taliban meets its commitments that girls return to secondary school at the end of March.
While the resolution does not mention the Taliban by name, it does authorise the mission and the UN Special Representative for Afghanistan, Deborah Lyons, to work in close consultation with all relevant Afghan political actors and stakeholders, including relevant authorities as needed. Russian Permanent Representative to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, separated Russia from what he called a United Nations mission impossible.
To our great regret, we continue to see the stubborn ignorance of the new realities in the country and the promotion of irrelevant approaches. Like any other UN mission, as well as UNAMA, there is a need to have a realistic objective. We wish the mission every success, but we don't want to bear any responsibility if it ends up that it is not able to fulfill all of its tasks, all of the tasks that it faces. We wouldn't want the UN mission for assistance in Afghanistan to turn into a United Nations mission impossible.
The resolution extends UNAMA's mandate until March 17, 2023, with the focus of promoting inclusive, representative, participatory, and responsive governance. It also says there should be full, equal, and meaningful participation of women and the meaningful participation of minorities, youth, and persons with disabilities. When the Taliban were last in power between 1996 and 2001, women were excluded from civic life and denied the right to education. Since taking power again last year, the Taliban have promised improved rights for women. Despite some improvements, such as allowing girls to go to elementary school and women to work in the health and education sectors, the UNAMA still consider there are gross injustices in women's rights in Afghanistan. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.